You're all set? All right, it's good to see you guys. All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You may be seated. I want to ask you guys a question. How many of you know what it's like to struggle to do the right thing? Yeah? I think if we're all honest, everyone knows what it's like to struggle to do the right thing. Adults. We as adults struggle to do the right thing. We know in our heart what is right, but still what? Still, we tend to do the wrong thing, don't we? I know this all too well. In fact, just this past week was a difficult time for me in striving to do what is right. That is, until a word from our Lord came to me earlier in the week. You know what that Lord was? To be the best me that I can be. To be the best version of myself that I can be. And saying that, it really helped me get through the rest of the week. You see, my thoughts became more focused, and I leaned on God more for help than what I could do for myself. Because often when we lean on ourselves, we often fall short, and that's where we miss the mark, right? That's where we can tend to fall victim to do the wrong thing. And so I leaned on God for help and direction. Why? Why do we do that? Because leaning on God brings out the very best in us, right? Think of today's gospel. What was it? It was the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, right? So what did the Pharisee do? Does anybody remember? When he went into the temple to pray, you know what he said? Well, I'll read it to you. The Pharisee, standing, prayed thus with himself, "O God, I give thee thanks that I am not like the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." But what did the publican do? It was quite different, wasn't it? His attitude towards God, wasn't it quite different? What did he do? He stood afar off and would not so even lift up his eyes to heaven, but he beat his breast saying, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." You see, and then Jesus says what? That man, the man who beat his breast and was humbled before God, went to his house justified rather than the other man. So, why do you think the prayer of the publican was heard rather than the prayer of the Pharisee? Because the publican was sincere, right? He was sincere to God. He knew he had sinned, and he did not try and hide it. In his prayer, he confessed to God that he was a sinner and had the desire to be made whole. You see, he leaned on God for his forgiveness. And part of being the very best that we can be means admitting when we have done something wrong. Admitting to God and to ourselves. The publican didn't pretend to be something that he wasn't, while the Pharisee did, didn't he? The Pharisee thought what? He thought he was the best. He was great in and of himself, right? He boasted it to God, right? He even told God all the good things he did, right? But in doing so, in exalting himself, guess what he did? He brought out the worst himself, right? The publican knew that being the best meant being honest and true and good to both God and to himself. And when we do that, guess what? God honors us He brings out the very best in us. As Scripture says, he who began a good work in you will bring it about to perfection. And for that example of perfection, we need to look no further than the example of Blessed Mary, whom we just celebrated. What? What did we celebrate on Friday? Her falling asleep, her dormition, right? Her assumption into heaven. So what did Mary do? Think about her life. She dedicated her entire life to allowing God to bring out the best in her. That is why she is called, and the church calls her, the Queen of Heaven. Because she constantly gave God her best. You know, I want to tell you all something. Something that is very true. Life is too short to pretend to be something that you are not. Life is too short to sell yourselves short. Therefore, let us all, in all things, follow the example of the publican and the blessed example of Mary each day to be the very best person, brother, sister, son, and daughter, and Christian that we can possibly be, leaning on God for our strength, allowing Him to bring out the very best in us. For the world deserves our very best, and we deserve to give that very best to the world. So what? So that God's glory can shine in us and reach unto all men. So I want you to remember that. Try this week to give your very best in all that you do. And I know it's going to be tough sometimes, but try and remember, is this my best? Am I giving my best to God? And I trust that if you do that, God will lead you into something wonderful as servants of His. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.